Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
Hi, this is Dan Wilcox from KCRW, and I am sitting here with performance artist, filmmaker, and writer Miranda July. Her works seem to defy classification, so we are really excited to get into some insight into the songs that have inspired her as part of KCRW's guest DJ project. Miranda, welcome.
Hello.
Hello. So what have you brought for us here today?
Well, I've done this DJing thing before, and you can get a lot of shit for not, you know, being eclectic enough, or like if you don't have a rap song, then it's like you don't like rap, and you know, so I was trying to figure out a way around all of that and some unifying principle that could serve as my alibi. And so these songs that relate to my movie, The Future, my new movie.
Great. So what is the first song that you want to talk about here?
This song by White Magic is Keeping the Wolves from the Door, and it's the first song because it's a writing song for me, which is to say that when I would sit down for the day after I unplugged the internet and made my cup of tea, I would play this, and it was kind of like, you know, like when you try and get the crowds revved up and in the mood, it was like getting me in the mood to write. And specifically the words to it, if you listen to them carefully, I think really speak to the futile effort, you know, because writing always feels pretty futile. And more than that, I think being reminded of another person who one day was alone and wrote something and it connected. It's great to have evidence of that right before you start writing, and this song is evidence of that. I mean, to me, this makes me feel something.
Okay, we just heard the song Keeping the Wolves from the Door from the band White Magic. And Miranda, what is the next song that you've got for us?
The next song is Leonard Cohen's Bird on a Wire. Leonard Cohen, I listened to growing up. My parents were very into him. And then, of course, everyone loves him now as well. But this song, for some reason, I never really got this song until more recently. Maybe I hadn't like suffered enough. it's a really sad song, and
for Leonard Cohen, that's so strange.
I know, what
such an upbeat individual.
But it's basically like this person apologizing for all the horrible things they've done, and saying like, I was trying in my way to be free, and that is very much the essence of my movie, The Future. There's all kinds of massive failures and betrayals in that movie, but I think in the end it is about people trying to be free, which isn't an easy thing to do at all. I hope that you can just let it go by. If I have been untrue, I hope you know it was never true. Okay, we just heard Leonard Cohen's Bird on a Wire, sitting here with Miranda July. And Miranda, what is the next song you'd like to get into? This is a song that probably no one has heard. So it's making its debut, radio debut here on KCRW. The artist is People Get Ready. The song is called Uncanny. And the man behind People Get Ready is a man named Steven Recker. And I included it, it has a really odd indirect connection to the movie. It's really just an opportunity for me to tell a story. I do a dance in the movie. I do a kind of strange dance involving a yellow t-shirt. And I was looking for a long time for someone to help me with that dance. I love to dance, but I'm not a trained dancer. And I needed help. And I did this performance at the Kitchen in New York, and it was called Things We Don't Understand and Definitely Are Not Going to Talk About. And it was a very audience participatory performance. And in the audience one night was David Byrne. And he really loved the performance, and more specifically, he wondered if I could maybe concoct an audience participatory aspect to his show that he was touring right then for his last album. So I met him in San Francisco, where he's doing a giant show, and he had three dancers that he was working with on that tour, if anyone saw that tour, doing like kind of modern dance along with the music. And one of them was this guy, Stephen Recker. He's a musician and does his own dance that's super interesting, and he became a huge part of me figuring out this dance. And then I just became a fan of his, so I wanted to play this song.
The echo is down the road in the sun.
Okay, so we just heard the song Uncanny from People Get Ready, and where are we going to go next?
Now we are going to listen to a song by Smokey, which is Chris Norman and Susie Quattro, called Stumblin' In. It's definitely a song from my childhood. It was my parents' special song that they would play, and it's a very intense, romantic song, you know, we'll be laying our hearts on the table, stumbling in, and they sing to each other, and you get a sense of, like, we've been through hard times, but, like, our love endures, you know, and not only that, like, our love is alive. Although at the time, I have to say, it always felt a little queasy to me, like, me and my brother we just wanted that song to be over with, you know, because it clearly didn't involve us, you know.
That was their private
time
song.
Yeah, it might involve them having to go take a nap. In the movie, The Future, there's my character and Hamish Linklater's character, Jason, are a couple, and they have a conversation about, well, what if something were to happen to one of us whereby we lost our minds or got amnesia or we're in a car wreck and we couldn't recognize each other? Like, how would we signal each other? And they're trying to think of, you know, what could be a signal that would cut through anything that might happen. And he suggests a song. And so I needed a song. And so I thought it could be this one, Stumbling In. I thought, you know, it's so resonant for me and for my parents, this would be the song that would do that.
Our love is alive, and so we begin.
So for about 2 years, I thought this was going to be the special song in my movie that was the signal that this couple had agreed upon that they would give each other if they were to ever forget each other. And because it was, you know, the special song between my parents, it was very resonant for me, but I began to realize that to other people, it was just funny. And I was like, oh no, this is one of those terrible things where, like, it's not going to work. You know, it's only me, you know, and that just, you're trying to be somewhat universal when you, especially, you know, with movies. And so I had to find another song. And it was actually my friend Carrie Brownstein who suggested a Peggy Lee song. And it's crazy how much the lyrics to this song are appropriate for the exact scenario of a song that's a signal to remind you of your love that you have forgotten.
It seems we stood and talked like this before, We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where.
Of course, it's not a cheap song. It's really not an appropriate song for a tiny budget independent movie. And I remember my producer being like, oh, that's the signal, you know, like.
And that's a song that obviously has to be written into the script and has
yeah,
to be.
Right. Yeah, right. You have to decide beforehand.
Sure.
You know, you buy it. You have to decide and know you can afford it. So, I mean, I probably got like one less day shooting or something because of this song, but it seemed so important to me and inviting in a way.
I am dying to hear it. Let's give this thing a listen. This is Peggy Lee and Benny Goodman with the song Where or When.
Some things that happened for the first time seem to be happening again. Okay,
that was Peggy Lee and Benny Goodman's song Where or When, as chosen by our guest DJ here, Miranda July. Miranda, thank you so much for joining us here on KCRW.com.
Thank you for having me.
For a complete track listing and find these songs online, go to KCRW.com/guest DJ project.